From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
It was an honor as one of my first actions as Secretary of State to negotiate the safe return of three U.S. citizens and bring them home to freedom.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday he had a productive discussion with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pompeo held a joint news conference with South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa just a day after returning from Pyongyang. There he facilitated the release of three Americans imprisoned in the country. Pompeo said Friday he made clear that if North Korea gets rid of its nuclear weapons permanently, the U.S. would be willing to help the North boost its economy.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced Thursday that his meeting with Kim will take place June 12th in Singapore. The Gaza Health Ministry says one Palestinian was killed and more than 150 wounded by Israeli army fire in protests on the Gaza-Israel border. VOA's Steve Miller reports.
Friday's death brings to 41 the number of protesters killed since weekly border protests began in late March. More than 1,700 have been wounded by army fire during that period. The ministry identified the protester killed Friday as a 40-year-old man who was shot in the chest east of the southern town of Khan Yunis. Israeli troops fired live bullets and tear gas across a border fence into Gaza, where Palestinian protesters threw stones, burned tires, and flew kites with burning rags attached. Steve Miller, VOA News.
And we have much more coverage on this story and more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kenya's police have been ordered to investigate a burst dam which killed at least 44 people in the Rift Valley. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
The farm's general manager blamed the dam wall collapse on torrential rain. He denied that the dam was faulty.
These dams are not built now. This is about 60, 70 years. We are right now, we are. All these dams were built about 15 to 20 years before. There's no illegal.
The race is now on to secure other dams in the area. Government engineers started draining water from this one in a bid to prevent any further disasters.
That was Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports a leading German government official says some companies will lose business with the Iran nuclear deal fallout.
Economy Minister Peter Altmaier says Germany plans to stick to the Iran nuclear deal, but there's little he can do to prevent German businesses from following possible American sanctions to protect their interests in the U.S., Altmaier says he rejects an idea of compensating German companies who lose Iranian business due to new sanctions, and companies themselves must make whichever decision is right in their individual cases in continuing business with Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Worshippers in Tehran and across Iran took to the streets after prayers on Friday to condemn the unilateral withdrawal of the United States from the landmark 2015 nuclear deal. The announcement made by President Trump on Tuesday has drawn ire among Iranian officials and citizens. In Tehran, protesters voiced their anger by burning pictures of Trump and setting U.S. flags on fire and stomping on them. With the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem Monday, the region is bracing for both celebrations and unrest. The United States plans to host about 800 guests at an opening ceremony of its embassy on Monday. Palestinians have protested Trump's decision and are calling for more demonstrations next week. They want East Jerusalem, which Israel captured in the 1967 Middle East War, as the capital of their future Palestinian state. 7 months after an ambush that killed four American soldiers in Africa, a Pentagon report says multiple failures were to blame. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
A report summary blames a lack of training and preparation, plus the military team's move to target a high-level Islamic State militant in Niger without proper approval.
The responsibility is mine.
General Tom Waldhauser, the top U.S. commander in Africa, tells reporters here at the Pentagon he's making changes to everything from firepower and vehicles.
That was AP's Sagar Magani reporting, and I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.